Anthony here with Jeff. We're here at in Redmond for a hackathon, and we have an idea to create a better mousetrap.
For sure.
For sure.
That'd be
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
A little bit cliche, but you know what? We're going to have fun with this. Jeff's going to actually take you through the process here of what we're actually going to accomplish.
Sounds good. So today, obviously, we're going to start with a mousetrap. We're going to be looking at the location data as well as when the mousetrap goes off. From there, we're going to be hooking that into a Raspberry Pi running Windows 10 on that. So then once we're in Windows, we can obviously start communicating with the internet. We'll be pushing that data through a gateway and really starting to leverage the Azure IoT suite. So that basically ends up using Event Hubs under the hood, as well as Stream Analytics. And then at the end of that pipeline, we can start hooking Azure Machine Learning in there to actually start doing some predictive modeling with the data.
So we have Susan Eibach here as well, and she's done some work on machine learning already.
Yep.
And she's going to be helping us in terms of what instances we're going to capture in terms of machine learning.
Yep.
And you know, how many times the traps have been set off, the locations of the traps when they do. If we have enough time, maybe even taking considerations like weather or days
for
of the
sure.
week in terms of when the traps are most being set off. So we're going to have fun, right?
And this is
cool.
The interesting thing with that, maybe we can start seeing like the patterns of mice, and maybe there's days they're active, they get hungry, they go to certain spots, like all that kind of stuff, right? So that's really cool.
It's going to be fun.
Awesome.
Let's get at it,
Let's
right?
Hack. Cool.
All right, so setting up a Raspberry Pi. Jeff is doing the Azure instances. We have Julian now added to the team. Say hi to the camera, Julian.
Hi.
Julian's going to be working on the code for the actual mousetrap on the actual device itself, on the Raspberry Pi. Let's get hacking.
Get hacking.
All right, so I was responsible for the engineering of the actual mousetrap connecting it to the Raspberry Pi. And so what we've done is we've actually created a circuit, and in essence, the mousetrap itself has become a switch. And so the mousetrap is a very, you know, run-of-the-mill $2 mousetrap that we bought from Target, or Target as they call it in the U.S., and it, in essence, completes the circuit. So what will happen here is I will set the trap off and try not to take out a finger like I've done already God knows how many times. And when the trap is set off, it actually notifies into IoT Hub that there's been an instance that the trap has been set off, and it shows you in which location it's in, and provides a timestamp as well, so that we can track to see how many times the mousetrap has gone off.
So I was also in charge about the DevOps flow. So we use Visual Studio Team Services. So like I said, the code is on GitHub, so we're using a GitHub repo. So we activated the continuous integration. So when we push or commit the code on the GitHub repo, we have a trigger on Visual Studio to launch the build. So about the build definition, it's a classic build. We're using a universal app, Windows 10 application, so we need to build the package, and after that, when we have the package, we need to push the package on the Pi. So to do that, I deploy my own custom agent on my own machine. So my agent, you can see the agent right over there. So it's all this stuff. So this agent is really connected to the Visual Studio Team Services tenant. So when I start a new build, for example here, just for the demonstration, it will contact my agent. Yeah, start him, and all the magic is there on my machine. So after that, when what I have, it will be a package to be simple. Oh, nice presentation. We have a build file, so because I changed some stuff, but the concept over there is just to have the package and push the package to the LAN on the Pi, and we can have the last version when each time we build and we push the code, we have the last version deployed on the Pi. So yeah.
Just kind of finishing up the hackathon. We've done about 9 hours of development probably total. Just kind of wanted to show you the state we got to. So first off, just to reiterate, we have a mouse trap attached to a Raspberry Pi, and then all that data is going through Azure. So what I'm going to do is start to kind of walk through a bunch of these pieces. First off, there's a gateway. Not really any work there to be done. That's kind of just out of the box functionality. One thing that we did right away, because we are very interested in the machine learning aspect, is we set up some code. So let me show you that on my other laptop. The code there, and I won't get into too much depth, but the idea was that we really needed to generate some data so that we could start training the machine learning. So this is one of the first things we did while we were also building the Raspberry Pi solution. So very simple though, it just kind of runs a loop and then just has the data that we want to end up in the model. So after that, we're kind of start looking at the real work goes into the stream analytics, which is connected to the IoT suite. We have input. So the input for us is coming from the event hub behind the scenes, so the IoT hub. And then the output, we output that to SQL Azure. That made the most sense for what we were doing. So you can see there's a database there. And then we have a very, very simple query. We're really not doing any work in Stream Analytics. The idea is that we're just going to take the data and put it in SQL Server. So yeah, we just have a very simple mapping of the data, and then we're just writing it. We did some null checks. This probably we didn't need, but we did have some data quality issues early on, so they got introduced into there. Yeah, and we also have the ability to push it out to blob storage, which we do. Kind of just an audit log. We're not really doing anything there too intense. So jumping past that, if you want to come back to my other laptop, I'll just show you really quickly the SQL side. So you can just see that we have not even that much data in there, but enough to kind of train a model. So these are the actual events of traps going off, and then we just have been coding in Building 33, so we just put Building 33 there. And then we have a secondary identifier, which is more specific, so that would be like a room number potentially. And then the event type is either when it's open or closed. So that's all we're really capturing there, so pretty simple data. So now if we go back to the other laptop, we can look at machine learning a bit. So obviously we had to try a few things, but yeah, we have a predictive model there. The really cool thing that you can do really quickly is once you train it, we actually have an API set up for us. And so we're able to leverage that from a Cordova application. So I don't know what I can really show here. You can test it, so you can send in your own ID. So this kind of looks like the SQL Server data, if you will. There's a trap ID, a building and a location, same sort of thing. And when you hit that, then it'll give you a response of the time, the duration of time until a rat is likely to get trapped in the trap. So I think the other piece that I will show is the Cordova piece, and this is a really simple app.
It's really great to use Cordova because we get the cross portability, so we can be on Android, iOS, I think BlackBerry, Windows, all of the above. So we just have a one-page app. We're just using Angular to call out to the web service that we have in Azure Machine Learning. So we have all the real horsepower happening on Azure. You can see here that it's just a simple layout, not much to it. And we're just going to run it. Right now it's just going to emulate a Nexus Galaxy through the emulator. So that just opens up in Chrome, gives you the ability to debug and test your app. You can see it loading there. So you can see all the different ways that you can kind of play with the platform. Down on the bottom right, you can see map and stuff if you're doing like location-based stuff. Our app, we don't really use that, but we just need to fill out the ID of the trap. So there's the ID. We're in Building 33 currently, and we're in the main hall, let's say. So once that's in, the idea is that the machine learning will then kick in and tell you when you need to come back to service it, because it's likely that you're going to have a rat in your trap, in this case, in 631 minutes. So you got to come back in a couple days and get that rat out of the trap. And that's really the app, just really simple, just, you know, quick data entry when you're deploying the device, and you get to kind of get some feedback, you know, as to when you might need to come back to service it. So outside of that, that's kind of the whole view. Outside of that, we're using GitHub and Visual Studio Team Services to do the build, package, and deploy for most of this stuff. Even to the Raspberry Pi, we're able to deploy using an agent on one of our laptops, which then deploys to the Raspberry Pi that we have next to us. So pretty good little, you know, DevOps pipeline there. It's been pretty lightweight, but it's helped us to rapidly change the environment and build things out.
anyways, those are really the main points that I wanted to cover, mostly Azure stuff.
All right, so now we've actually got some data coming in from our mousetrap. So the trick now is to try and start analyzing the patterns so we can tell how soon traps are going to have to be cleared and sort of be more efficient, because this is all about productivity. So that way, when the pest control guys are laying a trap, they have an idea of when they need to come back and clear them. So what we've got here is we've set up a machine learning experiment, and we've set up a reader here. And this particular reader, if we zoom in a little bit here, so this particular reader is actually reading straight from the data that we've been writing to, from our data set. So we're doing a query straight from the database, and then we're analyzing that using some linear regression. And what we end up with is, this basically is a way of sort of trying to mathematically predict, based on past data, what sort of results we're going to see, how often traps will need to be cleared. Once we had this model trained, so we were getting some decent accuracy in our predictions, then we went ahead and created what we call a predictive experiment. The predictive experiment, what that allows us to do is create a web service. So once you've got a trained model, we then say, well, if I give you some inputs and I give you some outputs, then, you know, if I say, here's a trap I'm putting in a particular location at a particular date and time, it should predict to me what time it'll come back. So using this predictive experiment, we then went off and we created a web service. And this is just a RESTful web service, so we can call this from our Cordova app, or we could build a mobile website. Got lots of choices there. And I can even go in here. You can actually see how this runs if I actually test this web service. And I enter one of the sample trap IDs in building 33, room number 2, and then I ask it to predict how many minutes it's going to take before I have to come back and clear that trap. So this is really how we're going to improve the results for people. And so what we can see is a little hard to see here. It's easier to see when you're looking in the app. But you can see that the result that comes back here, this last number here, 1409, that's actually how many minutes it's predicting before you need to come back and clear that trap. So now we're actually able to predict the future when you need to clear a trap, so you can plan your schedules ahead of time.
So in this part of the system that I want to show is what we're doing with the data once it comes in. So the data is coming in from the IoT devices into IoT Hub, into streaming analytics, and we're putting it into a database. So we have an Azure database here, and in there we have a table called trap events. And it's got pretty crude data. We have GUIDs for the trap IDs, the building and the location, the event date that something happened, and an event type. Event type 1 is when the trap is clear, and event type 2 is when a mouse is actually caught. So we wanted to make more use out of this information. We want to know how long it takes to catch a mice on average, or how long it takes somebody to come and clear the trap after a mouse is caught. This data is needs to go into machine learning and to some reporting. So we've created a couple of views in here. One is the mouse caught events table, and we've joined up and correlated the data here through a query, so we know how many minutes it took to catch for each catch at a given location. So a location in a trap is going to have many catches, and we'll use that minutes to catch over time, and the ML model will pick that up. We have another view, which is trap cleared events, so we correlate the back half when they actually clear the trap as well. So we want to use this data. We're going to send it into ML, and we'll talk about that later, but wanted to talk about how we're using this data to report on. So we're going to bring this data into Power BI. And, you know, one of the things that we have in Power BI is custom visualizations. So there's a community, a gallery of custom visualizations. There's quite a number of them. The one I'm going to be using here is this Synoptic panel by SQL BI. And the way this panel works is you take an image of a floor plan, and then you bring it into their designer. They have a little web-based designer. And then you draw the polygons of the different locations on the floor map. They have a nice little wizard, so I can just actually pick the little magic wand and pick a room, and it will detect the room. And over on the right-hand side here, I give meaningful names to each of my rooms that corresponds to the data that's coming back from the database. Then I take this SVG file and I put the visualization on my Power BI dashboard. I hook up my mouse caught events, the location, and the durations, and now I can plot those on the map for the dashboard.
Yeah, but
so that's what we're going to do with the Power BI.